And now this is a dictation for Albi, A-L-V as in Victor, I-E, Plumley, P as in Paul, L-U-M-L-E-Y, February 28:45. Address as a letter to Dr. Kozlowski, K-O-S-L-O-V as in Victor, S-K-I, 463-1534. Dear Dr. Kozlowski, a post-hospital follow-up for Mr. Plumley with acute and chronic renal failure in relation to both cardiorenal as well as hepatorenal abnormalities. Did not require dialysis. He has generalized edema, anasarca, as well as ascites with weekly paracentesis. Last one, a few days ago, Friday, 8 liters removed, no complications. Has not seen the liver doctor yet. He wants to explore alternative for refractory ascites. Weight is difficult to judge because of edema and ascites. Says to be eating well without vomiting, no dysphagia. There is loose stools 3 times a day, but no bleeding. There is a home nurse visiting 3 days a week. A stable edema, a stable blisters in the lower extremities, no fever. Still very weak, but denies lightheadedness, uses a walker. No recent falling episode. Denies the use of oxygen, no chest pain palpitation, stable dyspnea, uses CPAP machine for sleep apnea. Some bruises of the skin, but no bleeding nose or gums. Some problems of insomnia. He has a pacemaker from prior atrial fibrillation, cardioversion. He depends on sun for transportation. Next paragraph. Medication list review for low blood pressure, midodrine, bisoprolol, for his liver disease on Xifaxan, X-I-F-A-X-A-N. Next paragraph. Has not been able to check blood pressure at home. He's able to speak in short sentences. Alert oriented sign 3, very pleasant, remembers me from the hospital. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries are from March 11 at the time of paracentesis, creatinine 1.8, which is an improvement from the hospital. A low sodium 133, normal potassium acid base, a low albumin 3, corrected calcium normal, phosphorus normal. Anemia of 8 with a normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph. There is low level of protein in the urine with the protein creatinine ratio at 0.47 being normal 0.2. He has elevated pro-BNP. Urine analysis negative for blood or protein. Baseline creatinine is around 1.1. This is from around January. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, acute and chronic renal failure, no indication for dialysis, slowly improving. Next number, cardiorenal syndrome. Next number, hepatorenal syndrome. Next number, refractory ascites. Next number, generalized edema, nasarca, poor nutrition, low albumin. This is non-nephrotic range. Next number, low-level proteinuria. Next number, anemia, multifactorial without external bleeding. Next number, sleep apnea, CPAP machine. Next paragraph, anemia with multiple blood transfusion. Next number, congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction in April, a year ago, 57%. Next number, grade 2 diastolic dysfunction. Next number, severe enlargement of the right and left atrium. Next number, moderate mitral tricuspid regurgitation. Next paragraph, comments. There is no indication for dialysis. However, his prognosis is very guarded. It's difficult to dialyze cardiorenal as well as hepatorenal syndrome that will not resolve the ascites. He needs to see the liver doctor. He went to University of Michigan. Extensive workup was done. Negative for any specific entity. He wants to discuss, however, treatments for refractory ascites. He keeps asking about a catheter that he can drain on a daily basis. The drawback of this is the risk of infection peritonitis. Liver specialist needs to assess if he will be a candidate for more invasive procedures, for example, TIPS, T-I-P-S. His anemia is multifactorial without evidence of external bleeding. Iron levels needs to be maximized and potential EPO treatment. Continue salt fluid restriction. He is not on diuretics, but most likely this will need to be restarted, and that's when the kidney function is going to look worse. All questions were answered. Would like to see him back on the next month. Continue chemistries, probably every 2 weeks will be appropriate. End of dictation.